Well, when you think of places that are hotbeds for bass fishing, you know, you think of Georgia, maybe South Carolina, Florida, Texas, a lot of the great locations. But Michigan doesn't come up on top of the list. But one of the things you have to know about is the fact that Michigan is one of the leading boat registration states in the United States. And with me today is Kevin Miley. And Kevin, you're from Michigan. Man, it seems like the anglers just keep coming out of there in great numbers.
Yeah, we've got a great state. There's some great anglers, especially I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which is, we call it Kevin Van Dam country. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, you talk about Kevin, and of course, I think he's raised the bar for everybody about Michigan, but the versatility of the angler that comes from Michigan seems to be, you know, one of the key elements. And I know you fish there, and you fish a lot, and it's one of those things where, you know, you really have to be versatile, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, I live over here on the west side in a lot of natural lakes, a lot of more clear water, a lot of some river systems, and then, of course, you go over to the east side of Lake St. Clair and Erie, and you get into a whole other, well, the smallies over there are giants. They're very aggressive, and it's pretty unreal.
Well, you know, and you think about Michigan, you also, you know, you've got grass in your lakes, you've got very clear impoundments at times, you've got the river systems, as you mentioned, but a lot of water as well, a lot of places to fish.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, I fish a lot of local tournaments here in Kalamazoo, and within a 45-minute run from where I fish, we've got 20, 30 lakes that we run weekly tournaments on through some of the organizations around here.
Well, you know, and you look at this whole thing, and I guess one of the things that people don't maybe recognize is the fact that bass season doesn't start there till June.
Yeah, correct. Actually, it's Memorial Day weekend, the end of May for here, and then over in Lake St. Clair and Lake Erie, it's the third weekend in June. So we've got a short time, but we put a lot of effort in that short time.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and as an angler yourself, and I know you fish cat and you fish BFL, you know, kind of reflect on me, you know, what is your aspirations as a weekend warrior? What are some of the things you're looking to do?
Well, in my case, I'm a co-angler for life, as they say. So for me, for both fish and cat and for BFL, I'm just trying to, you know, obviously achieve the highest success that I can. My dream has always been to fish the BFL on the co-angler side, and I started doing that last year for the whole circuit in the Michigan division. And that was really well. It turned out really well, so I'm going to continue that this year. And along with the cat organization that is also here, plus there's also the NBAA, we've got two organizations that are really good that we have opportunities to fish in.
Yeah, both of those are sanctioned for the Bass Fan Army as well, which, you know, you kind of mentioned an important thing there is that you're fishing BFL and CAT both, so you've got really two opportunities to make it to the Weekend Warrior Championship.
Exactly, and that's what I'm hoping.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you joined the Bass Fan Army now, and, you know, what were some of the things that motivated you about joining that?
Well, just another opportunity, the Weekend Warrior Championship. Obviously, there's a lot of great prizes there. A lot of the contingency prizes that you guys got at the list that you have, and there's going to be more and more from what I hear. And obviously, being CAT and BFL, I've got two opportunities. So just more opportunities. That's what we're looking for.
We've got some secrets that we're going to let out here in the next few weeks. There's going to be a lot more endemic and non-endemic sponsorship of this particular thing, and we're working very diligently to get that out. We also sent you out a packet. How'd that work out?
That is really nice. Bass Fan and the Bass Fan Army stickers and the tackle packs, along with a hat. The hat's very nice. I was impressed, very impressed. In fact, I let all my buddies know, and you'll be getting some more forms coming pretty quick, some more applications.
Well, you know, it's really about the anglers. You know, one of the things when we looked at this thing, Kevin, it was the idea that we wanted to put something together that really wasn't about trying to take money from anglers, but really give them some back. And the other thing we were wanting to do is really try to combine the sport. You know, we've got a geographic footprint with the trails we've got. It's pretty much the entire United States. So when you come out of there, if you win the Weekend Warrior, you're actually the North American champion. How do you beat that?
You don't. That's what's so great is consolidation among all the trails. Yeah, it's going to be a great deal. That's what we're looking forward to. That's for sure.
Well, you know, I guess right now you're probably dreaming about being on the water, but I'm sure it's still pretty cold up in Michigan.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, there's about 5 inches of snow on the ground, and I think hopefully we'd have soft water, having all the ice melt by April 1st, but I don't think that's going to happen this year, unfortunately.
Well, let's break down if we can. You know, we kind of went on the trail a little bit about, you know, what you're fishing and some of those kind of things. And, you know, what are some of the general lakes in your area? What are some of the places you get to fish?
Here at Kalamazoo, we've got a variety of natural lakes from like 5 to 1,500 acres, but the two biggest are Gun and Gull Lake. They're around 2,500 acres. Now, some of the guys around here kind of laugh at that because that's very small. It's like a pond in some of the people's backyards. But we run a lot of weekly tournaments. You can fish pretty much every night during the week around here within about 45 minutes. And then, of course, you get into the bigger bodies of water. We when you either start going up to north to Muskegon Lake or Grand Traverse, or then, of course, we head east and go for the great runs back there in Erie and Lake St. Clair. But a lot of the lakes around here, being natural lakes, are a lot of clear water, a lot of grass, so there's just a ton of opportunity.
Well, when you break that thing down, okay, you know, it's going to be the last week of May, and I'm sure you're chomping at the bit. You get out there, and, you know, the first thing I'd be thinking about is probably with that clear water, you guys are probably going to throw a pointer or maybe a jerkbait of some sort and get out there and try to catch some of those suspending fish, some of those getting ready to spawn.
Yeah, exactly. What usually happens is when we open up Memorial Day weekend, the end of May, the fish typically are spawning right about that weekend and during the next following week. And then when you get into pre-spawn in the first 2 to 3 weeks in June, it's kind of a joke around here. If you want to get a check, you've got to be throwing watermelon, 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 whether it be a Senko or a centipede, and finesse those post-spawn fish. And that's basically how you get checks the first 3 weeks of June in this area.
Well, you know, that clear water, you know, you think about colors for that. It's kind of funny, you know, as you look at the companies, you know, they've got a myriad of different colors out there. And now you're talking about one that works pretty much in, you know, if it's dirty water, it works pretty well, but it really works well in clear water.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, like you said, there's a plethora of colors coming out of Yamamoto and some of the other, any of the bait companies, Zoom and such. And basically, you come down to the basic greens, and that's what we use. Same thing works over on at Lake St. Clair and Erie. You ask the guy, what color tube do you use over there? And it's green watermelon, and browns for goby imitators along that same line.
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about the goby. How about those guys? That introduction of that goby coming in and the bilge water that came in, you know, those guys have made a pretty good food for the bass.
Yeah, they sure have. They've sure built them up over there, and there's a ton of gobies around. I don't have a camera myself, but friends of mine run those underwater cameras, and you just see the gobies all over the place. Definitely has helped the smallmouth fishery. Of course, when the invasive species come in, you're never really sure what's going to happen. And so far it seems positive. Hopefully it continues that way.
Well, Kevin, you know, you go by the alias, I guess, or the moniker of Corrado Kev. How'd that come about?
Well, I visit the Bass Fishing homepage pretty much, seems like every 5 minutes or 10, 15 times a day. I've been on there about 7, 8 years. It's a great exchange of information. You can put a question on there and get responses right away. So I had to come up with a nickname, so to speak, and Corrado Kev kind of stuck. I love Shimano reels, and that's what I pretty much use exclusively.
Well, you know, it's great. That's a great bunch of people there at the Bass Fishing homepage, and we have a lot of friends at Bass Fan that are over there. Of course, Mike Witten and the Fishing Diva and all the guys, Troy Jens, who's we're going to have on the program as well. He's a guy that is really dedicated his life to trying to make fishing better. So, you know, there's a lot of great people out there on the Bass Fishing homepage, no question.
Yeah, there sure is. They run a bunch of rallies out of there that we go to, and all the people you mentioned exactly are on there pretty much every day, and we all chat, and it's kind of a little organization out there. I know it's very interesting that a lot of the industry people at least lurk out there and listen to what we have to say, and it's pretty cool.
Well, if you ever lose track of where the rubber meets the road, it's with the grassroots guys, and, you know, the Bass Fan Army and the things we're doing fit right in with that. And, you know, you really, if people listen to what the people who buy say, typically it turns out pretty good, and Bass Fishing homepage, I'm sure that's going to be part of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of people help each other out, and they're doing the product reviews like you mentioned. And if, you know, something's wrong with a product, people give their opinions, and maybe the manufacturer, they can make some differences, and also, you know, the positive reviews that result from that.
Yeah, one of the neat things that's coming down the pike is if you're a Bass Fan Army member, you're going to get that same luxury and have it in print. And, you know, we're going to be talking to a lot of the Army people as they sign up and ask them to take some baits and run with that and see what they do with them and kind of report back to us. So we're going to have really on-the-water experience from the grassroots guys on what products work and what don't. And I think it's going to be kind of neat for the people that get involved.
Yeah, that is going to be fantastic because you can get some real good opinions on that and not get any of some of the maybe biased opinions based on people's sponsorship and stuff that can kind of bias that one way or the other.
Well, Kevin, I'm thinking about you. I live in Illinois, and I'm thinking about the weather getting warmer. It's about 55 down here today, and as you think about what's going to happen for you in Michigan, I hope the weather gets better. I hope the snow goes away, and I hope fishing starts for you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Terry. Yeah, we're sharpening those hooks, and we're getting ready for it in hopefully another couple months.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.